Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. We need to improve Eureka, especially Old Town, but again, we need to improve all of Eureka. I am not talking about more parklets, and no, I don't want to see any needle-sharing stations, and most definitely, we do not need to spend any more money on the homeless. As a rule, Eureka values its bums more than its businesses. Eureka values its virtues more than fixing its problems. That's some great bumper sticker material right there, but it's true. Eureka residents, as well as public officials, would rather feel good about themselves than face the ugly problems that are destroying our town. Eureka has taken the wrong turn many times, and the way out is going to be difficult for people to support. Some of the solutions are going to seem counterintuitive to others. Anything that judges the homeless will seem insensitive and mean-spirited. Many of these people will move away out of Humboldt for greener pastures before they would support smart policies and good ideas. Despite how terrible things have gotten, do not expect a consensus. Do not expect unity on how to deal with Eureka's bums. Even the two-time destruction of Betty Chin's warehouse, even that wasn't enough to change the minds of Eureka residents. I used to assume that there would be a red line of what Eurekans would tolerate. I was wrong. The lifestyle homeless, they're lawproof. They don't care if they get arrested. The result is a severe escalation toward violence. The bums are setting up camps. Now, I can understand the desire to live a tax-free life, but did you ever see someone work so hard at being poor? If the lifestyle homeless spent their energy working with a helpful charity toward their own recovery instead of stealing and panhandling for drug money, they could all get off the streets real quick. Unfortunately, they want the world on their own terms, which means they siphon off all the money that is meant for the homeless who actually need it. That would be the mentally ill and those very few that are actually not making a choice to be homeless. Assaults among the homeless going up. The latest camp at 3rd and A Streets saw several fistfights. There is a drug house very close by to where I work. This illicit pharmacy never stops dealing, despite the occasional police raids. It's kind of like a CVS or Walgreens, but for meth heads. I don't have much time left on this comment. Here are some potential solutions. For our charities, do not feed any homeless that appear drunk or high. For our police, treat the homeless camps like the POP treats drug houses. Shut them down before they get started. You know where they are. For the building department, make sure you use the full weight of government to punish slums and blighted buildings. Let's get to work.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.